Hi, Broncos Country. Welcome to a special series here on Mile High Broncos Podcast Network, where we'll be covering each and every player on the 90-man roster leading up to training camp. This short podcast is a quick hitter type of review of the player, so if you'd like a more in-depth breakdown, then head on over to milehighreport.com as we will have that player review posted at the same time as this podcast. All right, let's get into today's player review. We're going to talk about running back Tyler Batty today. He's a second-year running back out of Missouri. He entered the 2022 NFL Draft. He was the 196th overall selection in the sixth round by the Baltimore Ravens. He didn't actually make the Ravens 53-man roster, but he was stashed away on their practice squad where the Broncos picked him up in December, mostly out of need. The Broncos, I think they used like a dozen running backs last year because of injuries. But, you know, Tyler Batty came in and impressed in the final game of the season. He took a pass from Russell Wilson for 24 yards and a touchdown against the Los Angeles Chargers. So he's got some history with the Broncos. He's 5'8", 197 pounds. He ran a 4.45 speed in the 40. You know, he's 23 years old. He's a young kid. I would expect him to have an inside track to compete for a potential roster spot in 2023 for the Broncos. You know, Javonte Williams does look like he's ahead of schedule and could be on track to return for week one. They do have free agent running back Samaje Perine, former Cincinnati Bengals running back. Batty will be more like Perrine, I think, in terms of like a very good pass catcher out of the backfield. Probably not your every down type runner. Personally, I think out of all the players on the roster behind Javonte Williams and Perrine, I would say Tyler Batty's at near the top of my list of guys that would be interesting to make the 53-man roster. Obviously, if he doesn't make it, I do think he would end up on the practice squad. I think that's definitely somewhere where he would end up. He'll face some competition from a couple of rookies like Jaleel McLaughlin, but I just feel like with his NFL experience, having been there, worked with the guys there in Denver, Batty would have a inside track to make the team. And when he did play, he looked good. You know, he's obviously a young kid still, second year player. He's got coming along development wise. He's definitely a guy I could see earning a spot somewhere in the NFL as one of those pass catching running backs. You know, every team needs one. You know, he might be a good fit for that. The running back room in Denver is kind of wide open after Javonte and Perrine. So, you know, that's kind of why I would give him an inside track over the other guys, just because he's been there, still young, only second year in the league. You know, and he's actually scored touchdowns for the Broncos. So, I liked what I saw from him. So we'll see how things go in training camp. You know, Broncos have a new head coach again. So what you did last year may not mean much to Sean Payton. Especially when he's bringing in his guys. But I do like his chances of making the roster. I like him even more in terms of making the practice squad. So we'll just have to see how it goes. If you've made it this far, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more content like this, along with a full lineup of podcast shows each week. Thank you for your support, and go Broncos!